Hey, Daniel, this is Daniel with Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
No, not too bad.
Sorry, I'm calling you late from our scheduled time. Man, we've been swamped this morning. How'd the tow go?
Oh, it went. And then I got a weird call. Yeah, and then I got a weird call this morning. I had bought this smaller pressure washer as a backup.
Right.
Turned out it was stolen property.
Oh, my goodness. Man, you bought it off like Craigslist or something, or just curious?
I got it off Facebook Marketplace, and I traded some car stereo speakers for it. And yeah, I had a sheriff's department get a hold of me about it, and he's like, we're going to try to do a trade out of, you know, your speakers for the pressure washer here in the next couple weeks. And I'm like, you know, just keep the speakers, cause I really don't want them.
Right. Man, that's crazy. There's all kinds of crooked people out there. That's nuts, man. Especially doing it on Facebook. You think the cops would, like, because it's a Facebook page, you know? I feel like they could track that real easy. That's insane, man.
It seems like they would be able to, but I guess not. But the young man, he stole over $108,000 worth of stuff from people.
Oh, my God. Man, that's insane.
Yeah, he's a 19-year-old kid. He ended up, he was stealing so much that he was stealing palm trees out of the front yards of people's houses and selling them.
You know, man, if that kid would just put, because, man, it took a lot of effort, I'm sure, to do all that. If he went to the good side, man, he'd probably be an awesome business owner, you know? Like, that's
ain't that the truth?
Yeah, man.
Ain't that the truth? That
man.
Same energy in the right area could be, you know, powerful. But no, he's got himself a Class A felony now, so screws you up on a lot of jobs.
Exactly. Yeah. Now he's got a record. He cuts off a lot of industries that he could go to. He'll probably, man, it's all bad. Get in the system, just in and out of jail. It's sad.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just giving you a follow-up call. We talked about the pro package last time. That's what you were most interested in starting out. Just to kind of recap on that, right, it includes a custom Google-compliant website. You get 60 online directories, so we boost you, like, literally all over the Internet. But most importantly, and where the traction or new calls will come from, is first-page placement on Google. And you get 15 keyword phrases there, you know? You remember what a keyword is, right? When we went over that? Okay, I just always like to make sure. Now, we want you to see what's happening, too. So we do provide you with a tracking system. It will show you, like, how many searches, clicks, calls, views to the website you're actually getting. And you're able to upload your new photos or any promotions you're running there. And it will automatically load to Google, Facebook, and your website, all from one spot.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, the pricing, just to recap on that, too, for the pro package, it is month-to-month, no contracts. We're a performance-based company, and that rate would be at $199 a month. It would never go up on you.
All right, flat rate.
It's a flat rate, exactly. There's no lead fees, click fees, just because fees, nothing like that.
Just because fees. I like that one. That was smooth. I like that one.
Man, it's crazy. Like, I feel like every month, man, my cell phone company has, like, some new fees, like, went over my data or whatever, you know? It's, like, crazy.
What do you use?
I use T-Mobile. Yeah.
Yeah. You know you should use?
Verizon?
You should. Nah, fuck them too.
Okay.
Visible.
Yes. Visible. Okay, hold on. You write that down.
Yeah, you're going to want to.
Okay.
I pay $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, and hotspot.
Did you say $5 a month?
$25.
Oh, $25. That's way better than what we're paying. So Visible.
So,
okay, I'm going to tell my wife about that one.
So what you do is, and here's the trick, your first month will be $40, and you'll buy the phone or whatever, and some phones that you have can be transferred over the type you have, like if it's an iPhone or something like that. If it's got 5G on it, then it would be able to.
Okay.
But the thing is they have these party plans, right? So after you sign up and you get on there, you get your party plan, and you don't add, like, your friends or family or none of that. No. You go to Reddit, and they have a Reddit party plan group, and you can join that, and then your month-to-month will be $25.
What, it's Reddit party plan? I love Reddit, man. It's that's where I watch all my UFC fights and get all that stuff on there, you know?
So you would just look up, like, after you get done, you just, you know, signing up and everything, and you get your phone in, and you go to program it. You just go back onto your account, and then you go onto Google, and you type in Reddit party plan, and it'll give you the little code that you put into your visible account on the party pay.
Right,
and then
right.
You drop that, and it's $25 a month.
That is amazing, man. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to definitely let my wife know.
I've got two phones, and I spend $50 a month flat, and they're not adding any extra. I can use as much data as I want to, much hotspot as I want to. Now, don't get me wrong. On the hotspot, you can connect up one device up to it. So, like, I hook up my TV up to it, and then if I need to, like, get onto my computer or something like that, I'll just disconnect it from the TV and get on the computer or whatever, or I'll just use my second phone for the computer, you know, at the time that I need it.
I only use my hotspot when I, like, travel, you know, or usually the hotel I'm at, like, they have Wi-Fi too, so I'm cool with one device. That's perfect, man. You know, my wife can
have it. Yeah, but I'm telling you, save a shit ton of money, and you don't have to have all that excess, because whenever I was with Verizon, my bill was $300 a month. And they were getting me good, you know. I mean, they weren't even giving me all the extra perks. They were just like, all right, so we're just upping up your price, and you're going to keep the same data that you were. And I'm like, the hell?
Okay, you hear me now, you know, like, that's great. Yeah, I heard Verizon's a train wreck, so I never went with them. You know, we did T-Mobile, but, man, it's just me, my wife, and my son on the bill, and it's like, it's crazy, man. I'm like, what is this, you know?
Yeah, well, each phone that you have to do, like, okay, so now that's the only trick part to it, is that there is no, like, group contract. So, like, for instance, if you want three phones, you're going to have three emails, three logins, three separate payment accounts, but they're all going to be 25. You know what I mean?
Right, which is way better. Okay.
You're looking at maybe $75 for three phones, but, you know.
No, they should
hire me for salesman on that shit.
I'm sold, man. Hey, I want to see if there's something I could do for you. So I'm going to message my director, Christian. I'm going to let him know that $199 rate doesn't work for you. We have something here called a multi-location discount, right? Basically, it would bring that pro package down to $149, and you'd be grandfathered into that rate. Okay, so give me one quick second. I'm not supposed to bring that up unless the price just doesn't work, you know? So give me one quick second here. All right. And your email, it's still hollisridge@gmail.com? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you over the full outline of the program again with the updated price. I'm just waiting on approval from my director. And in a moment here, after, like, I activate your account and stuff, you'll receive from local Splash Support your welcome email, your initial invoice, plus your login credentials for your tracking system. Okay? Just give me one second. Just for account purposes, Daniel, what's your last name?
Ducote. It's D-U-C-O-T-E.
D-U-C-O-T-E. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect,
yeah,
Cody. And I should have Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. And the business name, so you want it listed as Lone Star Pro Pressure Washing. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
And hold on, let me do a search on the business. Okay, so we do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you. The address I see here is 225 Mott Road. And that's in Brooklyn, 75931. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I've already had them send me the card before, but this gets an update or something.
Okay, if you already have the card sent out, I didn't see the Google Business profile, though. Let me do another search here. One quick second.
Yeah, do it for Brooklyn.
I might come up with it. I see it now. Okay, so yeah, we don't have to resend the card. We're just going to walk you through how to add Afana's manager to your Google Business profile. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we could write the content on it for you. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. And the website you have on here, the lonestar-pro.square.site, we're going to make you a way enhanced version of the website. And that's done within 3 to 5 days.
I was about to say, that one was just like done within an hour.
Right.
Well, it was used mostly for Facebook because whenever I had to do Facebook ad management, they needed a website. And I was like, you know, they wouldn't allow me to use the Facebook page as the website through Facebook, which I was like, hello, people.
I wonder how much business they lose because of that, you know, like, but yeah, we're going to create a way enhanced version of the site.
I was about to say those $1 billion companies don't care.
Right. Zuckerberg.
I mean, just give you an example, eBay, I used to sell on them, you know, for years on end, you know, and no issues. And then all of a sudden, it's an issue. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know? I was like, you know, and it's like now they're trying to get rid of their small-time sellers for big-time sellers. They don't even want, like, regular Joes selling stuff anymore. They want companies selling.
Right. You know, what I think happens with all that stuff is, like, companies, they sell, they get bought out, right? And then their policies change, and they're trying to do different things, and, you know, it's a mess for sure. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Our owner, he's awesome. We've been in business 17 years. He's super hands-on. Even in your tracking system that we provide you, there's a feedback section. Anything you write in there, he makes sure that he oversees all that, you know? So he's all about, like, making our product better, you know? So you don't have to worry about the eBay issue.
That was a pain in the ass. I won't even lie, because there were some things that I wanted to sell this year, and I'm like, all right, well, screw you too, eBay. We're done. We broke up.
Right. I broke up
with Amazon back in, like, the early 2000s. I was like, all right, you and I are done now, so time to move on.
Man, I hope my wife breaks up with Amazon. I feel like we get a package every single day. You know, it's insane, man.
I bet so.
It's like, I don't even look in that account, you know, because I don't know what she's doing with it, but I know there's a package every single day, sometimes multiple. I got a thumbs up from my director, Christian. So you're going to be grandfathered into our corporate pricing. Your 149 rate will not go up on you. The service radius that you want to target, how far do you go out?
Roughly 100 miles in all directions at most. Technically I like to stay in the 45 to 50 mile range, probably about 50 mile range, but I will go as far as 100 miles out if it's, you know, I mean, with that, I mean, I have to, you know how that is. I'll get a call in and I'll be like, well, it's going to cost extra or whatever. I have to put in my fuel cost into, you know, extra distance.
Right. Fuel cost, man. I feel like getting an e-bike, you know, it's crazy.
No, I was sitting there telling that to my friend the other day. I was like, you know what? I was like, if I didn't live so far out of town, I was like, I told her, if I live back in town, I'm going to give me one of those Rion scooters. And she's like, what the fuck is a Rion scooter? I was like, you have not seen a Rion scooter? And she's like, no. I was like, check them things out.
It'll be
70 miles an hour.
Yeah, my son, he's 13. He's saving his money up right now for an e-bike, you know. I was like, all right, man.
Man, those Rions, they will outrun a Tesla on a takeoff.
Wow. Okay.
Crazy. Yeah, they're only like $4,000, you know.
right. Yeah, he's going to be saving for a while. let's see. So, services, you're doing all types of exterior cleaning, right? Pressure washing, decks, driveways. Okay. Got it. All right. All right. So the next step, Daniel, I'm going to assign a tech to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where they do like all the fun stuff. Keyword phrases, color scheme of the website, et cetera. Before I jump into scheduling that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. All right. Now, as far as the billing information goes, is the billing address the 225 Mott Road?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the name on the card, is it Daniel Ducote, or is there a middle initial too?
I don't have no middle initial.
All right, got it, got it. Just two names, huh? That's
cool,
man.
Makes it easy, don't it?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. They made mine Daniel Anthony Nelson, which is kind of cool because my initials are Dan. I don't know if they did that on purpose or what, but. And, the card you're going to be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It'll be a Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
I'm like way away from my house at the moment.
Got you. Take your time. In the meantime, too, I'm going to have a couple of texts sent to you. I'm just going to resend you. You already have my direct line and extension, right?
Not sure. I mean, unless I look on the email.
Let me resend it to you. You sent me a text before you had it saved, but let me just resend it. That way you have it. I'm your account lead, so anytime you have questions, just call me directly. Okay? And you're also getting a welcome text that's just going to have our hours of operation along with client support's phone number. That's how you get a hold of our tech side, like if you want to make changes to the website.
All right. Yeah, I got all that.
All right. Perfect. And just let me know when you have the card in front of you. I'm going to start getting your notes over your tech. That way I get that out of the way.
All right. And this can be temporary anytime if I'm not satisfied or anything like that. But.
Yeah, it's month to month, no contracts. We don't make you like jump through any hoops or give up your firstborn. we're confident once you see the results in this, you'll stick it out with us.
Well, I was about to say, my first one got autism. They're going to give you a friend.
Got you. Yeah, I got a good friend. Her kid has autism, too, and he's so smart, you know. He's only, like, 7, but, he's a great kid.
All right. So, the card is 4342.
Mm-hmm.
5809.
Mm-hmm.
0433.
Mm-hmm.
039.
What were the last four again?
6039.
Got it. All right. And the expiration?
924.
All right. And the 3-digit code on the back?
585.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, already assigned the package to your technician. I'm processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lone Star Pro Pressure Washing.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Daniel Ducote and owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, that is July 20th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $149 for the pro package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 20th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Perfect. So, Daniel, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We are going to strive month in and month out to make this a long-term relationship with you. Congratulations.
Well, if it does me some good, then it'll...
Oh, you were kind of breaking up there. Can you say that one more time?
The way I look at it is that if it turns out to be beneficial, good. If it doesn't, then it doesn't, just like anything else.
Exactly. You know, I get questions all the time from clients like, should I leave Angie Lead? Should I leave Thumbtack? Should I leave Networks? And I always keep my answer the same. If it's making you money, keep it. If you're losing money, leave it. You know, simple as that. Okay.
Well, so far, my last job was off Angie's lease. It didn't do bad. It was an $1,100 job, you know, so, you know, the way I looked at it, I was, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, they got me for $80 up front and then, what was it? It was, I think it was another $37 for that particular lead.
Right.
And, you know, as long as I go through and be like, all right, these leads aren't working. I asked for a credit. They gave me the credit back. Second, they don't give me a credit back on a lead that, yeah. The second they don't give me a credit back on a lead that's not worth it, then yeah, I'll be like, all right, we're done. We're out of Angie's leads. But you know, like, you know, as long as they're going to bring me business, then I'm down for it.
If it's an opportunity, it makes perfect sense. But a lot of clients don't know you could call and try to get the credit back, you know? So that's the way you work it, though. When you're getting, like, life insurance calls or they're out of your radius or something you don't do, those all should be credits, and they're pretty good about getting you back on those,
well,
you know? So.
Well, one of the things that got me about them, and it kind of was bothersome at first, but it's like, all right, I kind of get it. It's like, you know, it's the two first leads that I got, the first one had – putting his information in, and he got like 10 people calling him that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know how that is. That's
right.
like a feast fest on that one. And the old man didn't even know how to reply. So he just ended up saying, oh, I wish I would have done it. I just got someone local. I'm like, well, I'm local.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know about your other people. I was like, I'm local, but, but then like the second person, they were a no answer. And the third, so far was, dead on exactly what I needed and they needed. So it worked out.
Good. Good, good, good. And that made it all worth it. You know what I'm saying? You made a profit from it. So that's perfect.
Well, it's like, yeah. You know, one of my issues I keep running across is like, you know, like, okay, today I called, this pharmacy, KC Pharmacy up there in Hemphill. And I looked at their building the other day and I'd like to be able to get the opportunity to clean your building. And they're like, oh, well, we got someone that does it. I was like, and then I'm like looking at the building like, whoever did it did a terrible job.
Right.
So, and I didn't want to be mean about that. So I was like, well, your upper area still needs cleaning. Has anybody tried to do that? And they're like, oh, well, they don't want that cleaned. It's got that wood siding. And if water gets on it, it falls off. And I'm like, well, maybe they just didn't do it right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, well, cause I asked them, I was like, do they use high pressure or what? She's like, well, we got people that do soft washing around here. And I'm like, all right, so you're getting kind of rude. I'm almost wanting to get rude back, you know?
Right. We run into that a lot here. Like, I'll get new clients that, they were working with somebody else and their listing is just so jacked up. And it's good when they see. So I just go in and I show them like, hey, look at all the inconsistencies, and I send them a full scan on their business, you know. So I think showing them you're doing the right thing right there, but then it's up to them to pull the trigger on it, you know.
To pull the trigger, yeah. You know, and a lot of places, and really one of my goals whenever I got started in this is that I live in a small town, and it looks like trash. I mean, it does. The whole area just looks trashed out, and I'm like, you know, and I'm seeing all these businesses that need cleaning, like, and not just small businesses. I'm talking about, like, somewhere's like, Ashley's Furniture or Walgreens and all that. And I'm like, Walgreens is so bad that whenever I walk out into the parking lot, right where the crack is on the edge of the where the sidewalk comes down to the parking pavement, all along that is leaves, debris, trash. I mean, there's even like blunt wrappers out there, and I'm just sitting there like,
right,
going, they don't have one person come out here per day and just sweep this stuff up. I mean,
yeah.
I know whenever I used to work small jobs like that, there was always me doing that. I was always the one, hey, you go out there and sweep the parking lot. And I'm like, oh. Now I'm looking at it like, yeah, I'll go sweep your parking lot, but you're paying me $300 for the day.
Right. No, make profit out of it for sure. But we have like a Walmart out here, and it's gotten so bad, man, where there's Walmarts everywhere, right? But there's so many homeless people staying there, and it's just, man, it's like trashed. I went over there the other day. It's right around the street from my house, you know, and it's I couldn't believe how bad it was, you know. They could use some pressure washing too, but Walgreens too. Oh, I'm in Huntington Beach, California. Yeah, so I'm a little ways from you, brother.
Wow, man, you're in an area where people should want to keep that up.
Right,
you know,
right. Well, I've never seen that.
I mean,
that
God,
bad, you know? I was like, wow, this is crazy, man.
But, I mean, with the prices of what homes go for out there, I kid
right.
you not.
It's
I kid you not. Like, what you would buy a 1,300 to 1,500 square foot house, I could buy a mansion here.
Right. No, I know, like a shack out here, like a little tiny house.
Yes.
It's like $450,000.
I mean,
dang, man.
For $450,000, I can get a 5,000 square foot house.
No, me and my wife, I have my cousin, you know, he was like one of the groomsmen at my wedding and stuff. He lives in Tucson, Arizona. He's been trying to get us to move down there. But I guess their housing market too, it went up like $100,000 over the last year. But
Everything's gone up like that. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, what's going up, what caused the problem is you've got your adjustable rate mortgages and stuff like that going
right.
up. So people who are buying are, you know, because I was sitting there talking about that with somebody the other day. They were like, all right, so rent's almost the cost of a note. And I'm like, no, guys, y'all are stupid. I was like, rent's always been more than a note.
Right.
Now you're just seeing what the full price is, because if I'm an investor and I'm buying rent houses, 90% of the time I may own one full out or maybe two full out, but there's going to be some that are going to be underneath a note. And you're paying my note, my insurance, and my taxes. I was
right.
like, so yes, your rent note is always going to be more than what I'm paying, because on top of that, I'm also going to want at least $300 a month for myself in my pocket.
Right.
At the low
side. Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And then of course, you know, with the housing market going up, and I'm waiting for it to crash, because it's now getting to a point where it's not just in these like pockets. It's starting to go across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, up here, they had a house down the road that I was looking at last year, $150,000 house. I wanted to buy it, and I wanted to turn it into a rent house because it had a main house, and then it had these two little cabins next to it. Mm-hmm. So somebody bought it, and then they destroyed the house. They went and removed those two little cabins, and then they started work on it but didn't finish the work. They want $325,000 for that house now, and I'm like, whoa, we went up twofold on this house. I was like, and, you know, you're sitting there making it worse than better.
Like, right, so right. That's crazy.
I'm waiting to sell mine. I'm waiting for mine to sell here because it's like the people that I cleaned their house for the other day. I asked them how much they bought their house for. They paid almost $325,000. They felt like it was good, but shit, they're from Seattle, Washington. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're used to high prices, so they look at that
it's
like,
all
oh,
I like down
nothing.
Here.
We got a bigger house for the price, and I'm sitting there like going, y'all could have got a way bigger house just a year ago.
That's what my cousin said in Tucson. There, a lot of people from California are moving out there and just buying up the property, and they're paying like way over the asking price, you know. And that's shooting up the market too, you know. And I'm like, man, you know. So
well, it's not just you got to think that it's not just your small investors anymore that are getting into it. You've got bigger companies like BlackRock and other companies that are turning these houses into Airbnbs and VRBOs. So what they do with that stuff is they basically they're taking losses on their hotels and apartments. Mm-hmm. So they're basically trying to buy these houses to basically offset those costs.
Right.
So that's that's where we've really gotten ourselves upside down, because now we've got these big companies who can put in a lot of cash and leverage, and they can ask over the asking price. And then that just increases the overall price around, because once your comps come in, you have it listed that, okay, so these three houses sold for 500, these were rated at 150. Well, now those 150 are $300,000 houses, because these comps over here that sold have increased the price of them.
Right.
I know, I was in real estate for a good while.
I could tell, man. You know your stuff, for sure. I always thought about getting into that. You know, my cousin's mom, she's big in Tucson on real estate, you know. And she said, man, she just hasn't been selling nothing lately, you know. So, I don't know.
No, it's actually, it's probably a bad time to be a seller and a buyer, to be honest. It's like, usually you'll be in like you'll be in these cycles where it'll be a buyer's market or a seller's market.
Right.
And we were in a seller's market, but now it's so inflated that buyers don't want in and sellers can't get out.
Right.
So then we come into this other process of people who can't hold the mortgages, they're going to go in default, and there's getting a lot of those. Then you've got renters who can't pay, so then you're going to have people moving out and being homeless because they can't pay the rent, and then those sellers are going to have to either put the bill or default. And then on top of that, you've got people who own, but then tax rates are going up. They don't pay their taxes. Those are going to also be taken off the market just as well. So it's a trifecta.
Right. Man, it's crazy. So I'm not getting into it now, that's for sure.
No, it's a long game. But I mean, the way I liked it, and the reason I liked it was, you know, I liked that passive income. You know, you have renters in there; they're paying their notes, they're paying your stuff. You're good to go. You know, you get to collect up money without having to really think about it, and you can still do your normal day job and have some fun money, you know, around whenever you need to.
Right. And your money goes up in the property as everything's going up, right? You sell later on,
well,
you made a huge profit, right? So.
Well, kind of in the deal, there's several different ways you can go about it. Like, you can get into what's called rehab properties. And if you can find like a cheap little rehab property that, you know, lower income or something like that, and you can already see the higher values around it.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy one of those, get a short-term note on it that has to do with buying the house and getting the repairs. Then you can get a bank to basically give you a long-term note on it after you get it backed up to par.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll give you 70% of the cash value. Then you put somebody in there, and then not only do you get to keep a little bit of that cash value from them doing the refi, then you can also put someone in there, and then they're paying the note on the actual loan. So, you know, it's a two-in-one situation where you can actually be pretty good on those types of properties.
Right.
When this housing market busts and those prices start to come back down from their inflated values, that's the time to start maybe looking into, hey, I might want to grab a couple properties up, you know, because now they're at a lower rate. Interest rates are going to go back down. Get yourself into a fixed rate, not into an adjustable rate. So that way, you know, your rates aren't going to change over time. And then, you know, you can reap that reward because you're another beautiful thing about even if you bought a regular house on a loan, you're paying down the loan or the tenant's paying down the loan and you're accruing, what is that? Not cash value. But it's
equity.
Yes. That was the word I was looking for. You're gaining free equity into the house basically because they're paying down the note. You're not paying down the note. And then whenever you decide to sell, you get to keep the equity out of it. You know what I mean? So you're still going to pay off your loan, but you're going to pay a loan at a lower price than what you had signed up for.
Right. Man, you should do like a YouTube video, you know what I'm saying? I'd follow you for sure. You got this stuff down, you know? Because like, you know, a lot of, including me, I don't know all that much about all this real estate stuff. So it's good. It's great knowledge, man. That's awesome.
Well, here's another beautiful thing about it, and here's something that not many people know. This is actually a secret, okay? If you're in real estate and you're basically running your own business, but even me right now running my own business, and I plan on doing this sooner or later as things pick up and, you know, all that, get a solo 401k added to your business. Now, if you don't have a whole bunch of employees, which is why it's good for, like, real estate people, investors, and stuff like that, because you're not going to have a ton of employees working for you, you can take from your solo 401k and you can contribute up to $59,000 and then you can roll it over into a self-adjusted or self-directed IRA. And most people with an IRA, you can only put in $6,000 a year. But since you're doing a rollover from your 401k, you can put up to $59,000 in every single year versus $6,000. So
I wrote all that down.
you put that in at an 8% interest rate, you know, and you're able to put down, hey, even if you were able to put down $20,000 or even $15,000, you're still coming out twice or three times more than what the average person could put in. So your ability to become a millionaire faster is exponentially, you know, quicker than the average person being a business owner if you have that set in place.
I just emailed most of that to myself. So I got the Visible, I got the Reddit party plans, I got the solo 401k too. So yeah, I'm gonna be doing my
I love knowledge, man.
People. Anytime somebody's got something to say, I listen, you know, because that's how you learn. Now some people some weird stuff, you know, but you got to kind of. Like, you could tell what's real and what's not, you know?
You know, it's like with this, you know, I've done a little bit of marketing, but I wasn't a big marketer. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people that's sitting there on Facebook or YouTube and doing all that marketing stuff. You know, that wasn't my deal. You know, I mean, I watch it. I watch people do it, you know, and they do a really good job at marketing themselves. I mean, I was telling my kids the other day, I was like, you know, y'all could be rich if y'all really wanted to. I was like, with all the toys that I buy you, all you got to do is all these unboxing videos, and I swear we'd be rich.
Right. They're looking at me. Get into the apps and learn all that crypto stuff and stocks. You know, like he's a good kid, man. He's big into sports, you know. But all these kids, man, the apps and the digital world is getting like it's getting huge, you know. So I'm like,
oh man, the stock market is a tricky little thing.
Sure.
I've done well in areas and I've done horrible in others.
Right.
I mean,
did you go into that AMC thing? We're on it right now.
I did not. I am not a chaser of things. Whenever I traded, I would trade, commodities. So I would always trade, instead of like regular stocks, I would trade the futures contracts.
Okay.
So I didn't do options. I didn't do regular stocks. I did futures. And futures are your oil, gas, silver, gold, your overall market. You've also got wheat, corn, other stuff like that, lean hogs, lean cattle, and stuff like that. What's good about that versus, say, regular stock market is that your leverage is quite higher. So, like, for instance, if I was to buy a stock, I'm able to buy only a set amount based off of the value of the stock. So, say it's $100 a share, and I've got, say, $1,000, well, I'm only going to get 10 shares.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I got to let that go a certain range before it's going to make me or lose any money. Also,
right.
Not all stocks are shortable. So, you know, like, if you're sitting there wanting to go short on a position, you won't be able to on some stocks because the liquidity value won't allow you.
With
the futures market, you can. You can go short and long anytime you want to, however you want, because it's the most liquid market on earth.
Because it is
your commodity.
Right.
So with that though, I mean, I've had days where I've made $30,000 in a day.
Right.
And like literally sit back for the next 6 months and did nothing with myself.
I coach football with a guy and he's he is like a crypto genius, you know, like he'll make like 30 grand in like one day, you know, and it's insane. I think right now his stuff's dipping though. So he said it's all like on stable coins or whatever. But
it's a trick with the Bitcoin because there's so many different ways, or with the coins in general, because there's so many different ways of going about it. You can mine it, which would probably be the ideal way, but then you're having to put in millions of dollars into the equipment to mine it, but then afterwards you got to reap the money back on top of make a profit. Another way is just studying them and their movements and knowing when and where to put in, and kind of seeing what the thing is. But one of my biggest issues and the reason why I haven't really stuck with crypto, because I did trade crypto for a good while. I mean, I made $30,000 off of Dogecoin.
Right.
But the problem I have with it is what the world perceives of it. We had such a big hit in it last year where we had it kind of spike, like in Bitcoin spike 54,000, but then drop back down to 34,000.
Right.
One of the real issues with that is how China looked at it. Like China literally made it illegal to trade crypto altogether.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, they banned it. Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Right. So then the American market's kind of on the cusp of that in a way. So it almost kind of like NFTs. The way I look at NFTs, it's a fad basically. So like if
right.
I was thinking back whenever I was a kid, Pogs were popular, right?
Slammers,
or Beanie Babies were popular.
Yeah, I like the Slammers.
Yeah. So what ended up happening with all that? People were like collecting all this stuff thinking they were going to make money off of it as a collector's item later on, and
nope.
It's worth cardboard now.
For sure.
So NFTs and the other kind of falls into that same factor as me, because at any time, you know, like whenever China pulled out, that was a whole bunch of traders that was just swamped out. They were just literally wiped out overnight, and there was nothing that anybody could do about it. And you were basically stuck holding what's called the bag. You know what I mean? And as it dropped in price, if you weren't able to get out fast enough, you were losing thousands and thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? It was painful to watch. I watched so many people do it. I had people that went from elated like thought patterns to like, I want to kill myself.
Right. No, like him too. I think he has like $100,000 or something in that one Bitcoin, and then he spreads it all over the place. He's got Dogecoin and Cardano and
you got to spread it around, and it's the same way with like you know, like for instance, a lot of people went with the GameStop and AMC, and you know,
I sat
on Reddit boards for like a month with the AMC apes, right? And I got so much heckling. So much of it. And I'm like, sitting there wanting to slap these motherfuckers because I'm sitting like,
it's like
gravity. What goes up must come down.
Right, and
if you miss the gravy train, you need, you know, then you kind of need to back off for a little bit until the gravy train comes back. If not, you're taking the gravy train down to where it, you know, went from a gravy to, you know, solid mess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I feel you. We bought in at 13 and it went up to 72 and I was like, man, we need to pull out. But all these dudes are saying, no, stay. It's going to like 10,000 or whatever, you know? And I'm like, okay, I'll stay. And get down, you know?
Yeah, it did down quite a bit, you know, quite a bit. I mean, I think it come back all the way down to $30, and I think it's
now like 17 right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say close to 20 or so. So I know it dropped all the way to 15 before I, finally left all the apes alone, like, all right, so y'all got the picture?
it went all the way to, because I look almost every day. I just type in AMC stock, you know, and it's like, it went down to like $9 even, like $9, you know, for a little bit. I was like, man, this is
well, it's like terrible. It's like the overall market just kept going down and down and down. NASDAQ dropped off, what was it, almost 5,000 points?
Right,
you know,
right.
And I'm going to tell you, if you had 100,000 in there, you lost probably $70,000.
Right.
From the time it was 16,000 all the way down to 13,000.
Right.
So I mean that's quite a substantial amount of loss to be taking, you know what I mean? Hoping that it's going to bounce back up. So always remember one thing every time you're trading a stock, because me, I always only trade for the day. And, I don't like holding overnight. I don't like taking gambles. I don't like doing all that stuff. So my deal was, is I wanted to make $1,000 every single day.
Yeah. Smart.
You know, so the way to do that is, first off, have a list of things that you know you want to trade. You know what I mean? So I would get my gold up. I'd get my oil up. I'd get my, gasoline up. I'd get my overall market up. And then I would see what they've done over the past few days. What's the chances of it going up or down for the day?
Mm.
And then I would wait till about 9:30 to 10 in the morning. And if it started showing signs, whatever direction it was showing signs of going, that's the direction I was going to go for the day.
And then always you just pull off the same day.
Yeah, I put a stop loss in and normally hit my stop loss. So what I would do is I'd let it run for, from 9 to probably 12. And by the time, and I would just have what's called a trailing stop loss. So it would trail it by so many, cents or points or whatever it was going to, whatever I was trading. Cause you know, the overall market's going to be based off points, but then like gasoline's going to be based off of dollar and cents.
Mm-hmm.
So then I would have a trailing stop loss in and it would just follow it, trail out. And then it would stop me out and I would just be done for the day. And
right.
I'd get anywhere between $500 and $1,000 every single day. And I just walk away and act like nothing ever happened. Close the computer. Don't even look at it again because that's another problem. When you look at something, you're like, oh, I see another opportunity. Well, do you really see another opportunity or you just think you see an opportunity?
Right. No, that's smart.
Like, then you,
smart how you do it.
When you jump,
smart, for sure.
When you jump back in, you're like, all of a sudden that money that you made before gets lost and you're like back to zero and you're like, all right, so I did nothing for the day. I might as well just sweat.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Your client interview, there was only one more appointment for today. I want to make sure it's for you. 4 p.m.?
4 p.m.
Does that work?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so schedule between 4 and 5. I already sent you an email calendar invite. One hour before, so at 3 p.m., you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder, too.
Okay,
and they will call you from our 877
number.
Last thing too, I want to get you logged into your tracking system. You were sent some emails from local slash support. One's a welcome email and the other's an initial invoice. Do you see those?
Okay. I see those.
All right, perfect. So go ahead and click on the initial invoice.
And click on the accept subscription terms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so go ahead and click there. this is going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. It's just all laid out right there. At the bottom, it's going to have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. That's going to take you to a username and password screen. I am going to email you and text you your password right now. Give me one quick second. The username's just your phone number, too.
That makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, right, right. And the password, too. So right now, they gave you all lowercase letters, all one word, FAB, like F-A-B, online. You can change that when you log in, too. You just go to account settings. And I needed to verify something to you before I forget. I saw a different phone number for you, the 409-698-6681. Is that the primary business number?
That was the number I was putting as my business number because it's separate from my personal number. I don't use that phone for calling people and stuff like that, so it made more sense for it to be my business number.
Okay.
Even though I still get calls on this phone. So, I guess, you know, whatever will work, it'll work, you know, the way I look at it.
Well, it's up to you. So, one key thing with Google's algorithm is we want to use the same number all across the internet, as the primary. On your website, we can list like a secondary number though. So do you want to list the 698-8383 or the 6681 number as the primary?
The 6681 is the primary, 8383 is the secondary.
Got it. And we'll use the 8383 as our primary to call you though, right? From us?
Right.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Just making sure. All right.
Okay, so on the login screen, the phone number, is it going to be the 6681 or the 8383?
It's the 8383.
All right, so 409-6983, and the password is FAB?
F like Frank, A like Apple, B like Boy, and then online. O-N-L-I-N-E.
Gotcha. I was making sure. I'm going to go ahead and log in real fast.
Yes. So when you log in, it should say connect your Google listing. Don't worry about that right now. They're going to do that in the client interview with you. What you can get a jump on, though, is just look around. That way you're able to see all your tracking. Like you'll see leads, website, Google Insights. To see all that, if you're on your phone, it's the top right-hand corner. You got to click the three little lines. Then it will bring it all down.
I'm letting it load first.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm inside my house, so that's probably the reason why I go outside whenever I need better service.
I have a client that if I'm talking to him when he's in his living room, it's all staticky. So he's always got to go to the kitchen when he's home, you know? And then it's crazy, just that little walk, like it goes from staticky to clear as day, you know? But,
It is weird how, it's probably because of maybe, certain types of insulation or shielding that's inside the house that,
right.
Or even, you know, or even like one of the facts that I had with Verizon, I lived at this neighborhood and there was a hill and it's just amazing how that little dip in a hill, the signal just flew over the house.
Right.
It didn't go into the house. It flew over the house. So I was just like, what?
How visible is there? Is the, do you have problems with it at all or it's
not
like
hardly,
okay.
Not hardly at all. And what's actually crazy about it is it runs on Verizon networks, right?
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Here's a funny thing about it. Like, okay, so if I had my Verizon phone with Verizon, I'd go up to Pineland. Pineland's like 10 miles north. Phone would die the second you left Brooklyn. I mean, it would die. There was no getting signal anywhere past that up until I got into, like, Center Texas or something like that. I'd have to go drive a whole hour north before I got signal. I get signal all the way through that area. I was getting signal the other day in Milan, which is, like, middle of nowhere. Nothing there. And I'm like, and I've got good signal. I'm there, like, still on my phone, like, wow, this is amazing.
Hey, are you on a 5G or 4G?
Well, out here there is no 5G, even if my phone's supposed to be a 5G phone. I mean, unless I go down to Beaumont or mm-hmm. Houston or something of that nature that's bigger, yeah, I'll get 5G then, but yeah, I'm on a 4G setup.
I'm on 4G too, and I love it. Like, it doesn't drop calls and stuff. My wife's on the 5G, and she get like her calls drop all the time. You know, so I think yeah. when I switch with them, right, I'm going 4G.
But yeah,
give me your 4G
really, well,
phone.
Well, you know something, most people don't even realize because I used to be a network technician. Okay, so they on your routers, you know, you'll have the 2.4 gigahertz and you'll have the 5 gigahertz, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's thinking, oh, wow, we got 5 gigahertz. It's going to work better. Well, you shorten your distance for the 5 gigahertz. So the higher these signals go, the closer you have to be to your
router.
Your actual, yeah. And same
wow,
way with cell phones.
That makes sense. Okay.
That's why, you know, like with 4G and 3G, they can still build a big-ass tower and it would work for miles and miles. But with a 5G, they've got to put those little bitty ones all over the city. You know, so
got
they'll be putting
it.
Them on rooftops and everything like that, but that's because you got to be closer to get that faster signal. You know, even if you get a slower speed with the other, you get a more dedicated signal.
I remember too, 3G to 4G, there was like a huge difference, right? Like the phone turned into a computer, right? But 4G to 5G,
yes.
I don't feel like there's really much of a difference yet, you know? So I don't know, man.
Not really. Speed-wise, I don't really feel it. And they're supposed to be already trying to move up from 5G to like 10G or something like that.
10G, wow. Man, this gets 6, 7,
yeah.
8, 9.
Yeah, I already seen them talking about it the other day, and I'm like, what?
Man, 10G is going to be like a phone and a robot or something. That would be crazy, man. Yeah.
I've been waiting for him to give me my own personal robot.
Yeah, that'd
make
be amazing.
Easier.
That'd be, me too, man. I think it'd make everybody's life easier.
Yeah, until they want to take over our lives, then I'd be like, going, you are not me.
Right,
I
right. Well, I figure that'll take like at least 100 years, you know, so. it'll just be my son's kid, you know, that has to worry about
not
that.
not in today's time. Things are moving faster. Things are
right,
moving a lot
right.
faster.
No, I see it, man, for sure. Yeah, all the self-driving cars and all that, man. I don't know. I'd rather drive my car. I still got a stick shift, you know.
That was actually the car I got towed the other day. It had a stick shift in it.
Oh, okay, okay. I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love it, you know. Yeah,
I mean,
but
my Porsche had a stick shift. That was pretty nice, but it had the hydraulic shift. Oh man, that thing was smooth.
Right, right, right. Yeah, so your client interview is scheduled 4 to 5. They'll call from the 877 number. Anytime you have, like, questions or anything, just call me directly at my direct line and extension. If I'm on the phone with another client, like I'm on the phone with you now, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Real big on that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions for me in the meantime? It's really been a pleasure talking to you. It was awesome. I took a lot of notes.
So far, I'm gonna dig in as it goes along, so I'm
right,
sure
right.
I'll have questions along the way, but wait until those show themselves.
Yeah, they'll get you all set up today. In your tracking system, just play around on there. Like, if you click on business info, that's where you're able to add, like, your photos, your promotions. If you ever need any help with any of that stuff, just call me, and I can walk you through it. Okay?
Actually, we got a question already. Okay, so even though my email that we've been using is my Hollis Ridge, whenever I go to connect my local Splash to my business profile, I'll be wanting to set it up on my other one because I have a Digital Reflections or whatever I think that runs that business profile.
Oh, shoot it. What's that email address? So I'll put it in the notes for your tech.
It's Digital Reflections with a Z. So, I mean, I would.
Got it.
And
so
then,
just a Z on the end instead of an S, right? So Digital Reflection,
yeah,
Z on the end. Okay.
Yeah, that used to be my photography email back in the day, and I just never got rid of it. I still always use it. And whenever I went to sign in on it the other day, I didn't even think about it because whenever I went to